Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road. Now here's Justin.
For the time allotted before us, I would like to talk about one of my favorite words. It's four letters, and it's free. F-R-E-E. I am a Reed, and it seems like to have the last name of Reed, you have to like things that are free. Maybe you have people like that in your family. I have fond memories growing up riding around with my grandfather, and he would see a 5-gallon bucket with a hole in its side on the side of the road, and we'd stop and pick it up because it was free. He didn't need it, but the price was right. We would stop at places, and he would look through the beds of trucks as we'd go in and want to find whoever's truck that was, see if they didn't need some of that. He wanted it because it was free. We worked an event at Lowe's last year for the radio station. I walked away with a yardstick, with a tape measure, with a pair of work gloves, safety glasses, and 3 ball caps because they were free and the price is right. I want to talk about the word free, but I want us to look in the book of Romans tonight. We've been going through Romans in our Bible Bowl. The topic of the lesson is simply live free in 2023. That's where we are. Live free in 2023. If you were to just do a quick keyword search in the King James translation, the word free appears some 96 times in both the Old and the New Testament. 11 of those times are solely in the book of Romans. That tells me it's a very important word as Paul is writing to this group of Christians and by extrapolation to you and I today as well. How can we live free? Three simple things that we can be free from, according to the book of Romans, here in 2023. Go to chapter 6, if you will, as we start. Number 1, chapter 6 and verse 18 of Romans. I can live free from sin. Free from sin. I want you to notice here, in verse 18, Paul says, "Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness." Now, as Paul is talking in the 6th chapter, he's illustrating how we die as a Christian and yet we live in Christ. And he starts out the question or the chapter with the question of what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? He says you can't just keep living that life of sin. He says if you're a Christian, which he's writing to Christians, he says if you're a Christian, you can't go out and just sin just because you can get forgiven. He says if you're doing it that way, you've missed the boat. Know ye not, verse 3, that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ. He's talking to Christians. We're baptized into His death. Rise to walk, verse 4, in a newness of life. We are free from sin. Notice verse 17, but God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine. Since you have obeyed, notice this, you're now free from sin. Dear friends, when I am free from sin, that means sin no longer has dominion over me. I'm no longer affected by sin. Satan's out there trying to dangle some sin in front of me, and I say, no effect. I'm not tempted to give in. I'm not even thinking about going back to that old lifestyle that I used to use. I can live free from sin in 2023. Let's look at number 2. I go to chapter 8 and verse number 1. Live free in 2023 from guilt. I can live free from guilt. Notice here, Paul says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. I can be free from guilt. I'll tell you, Satan is a master at his job. I wish he wasn't, but he is. And in his tool belt, if you will, one of, I believe, Satan's biggest tools he uses against Christians is that of guilt. Because he wants you to be guiltful, feel guilty, if you will. Even if you have been forgiven of that sin and God remembers it no more, Satan's going to remember it and he's going to try to bring that up. Don't you remember that one time? Don't you remember when you didn't do this, when you did do that? Satan's going to try to get you to feel remorseful, to fall away, if you will. Notice Paul says, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Flip ahead to verse number 31. Paul asked the question. He says, "What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely," oh, there's that word, "freely, give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? If Christ is, it is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercessions for us." Go back to verse 1. "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." Now when we sin, we know that is missing the mark, that is remorseful. We should feel remorseful over that sin. But when we repent of that sin, 1 John 1:9, He is faithful and just. He will forgive us that sin. And God remembers them no more. Which means Satan does not have a right to try to make me feel guilty over something that God has forgiven me of. I'm reminded there was a woman in John chapter 8, you may be familiar with the story as well, about the first 12 verses, a woman that is brought to Christ, and she was in the middle of the act of adultery. So she's sinning, but the people that brought her to Christ were also sinning, because A, they went in the middle of the act, and B, the old law said you were to bring the man that was guilty first. Bring him to be judged, not the woman. They repeatedly sinned and sinned and sinned. And they're wanting to know, "Jesus, what are you going to do with this woman?" And Jesus stoops down in the sand and starts writing. I've often wondered if he wrote the laws they were breaking. I don't know, but I could see Christ doing that. Or I've wondered, maybe he wrote their names and maybe some of the sins in their life they had not repented of. I don't know what he wrote. But notice he said that him that sins or does not sin cast the first stone. And the Bible says that the oldest left on down to the youngest. And when Christ stands up, he says, "Woman, where are your accusers?" "I don't see any." He says, "I don't condemn you. Go and sin no more." He didn't say go back and hop in bed with him. He said, "Go and sin no more." Why? Because there is no condemnation in Christ Jesus. Christ forgave her of her sins and said, "I'm not going to condemn you. You can be free from that guilt because you are living in Christ." Now, I know the New Testament wasn't in effect then, but Christ was on the earth, so He had the power to be free from guilt. So that's what Paul says in Romans 8:1. There is no guilt. I can be free from my guilt, and Satan cannot use that against me. What else can I be free from? Notice here in chapter 10 of Romans and verse number 11, live free in 2023 from shame. I can be free from shame. Notice here in Romans chapter 10, for the Scripture says, and he's making a reference there from the book of Isaiah, he says, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." You know what Paul wrote in Romans 1 and verse 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God to salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." I have nothing to be ashamed of as I live my life as a Christian. Why? Because I'm free from sin. Why? Because I'm free from guilt. I have nothing to be ashamed of. Usually, people are ashamed of something that they shouldn't be doing. They don't want to talk about maybe the relationship they're in that's not a scriptural one, about maybe their shady business dealings or this, that, or the other. I've noticed a lot of people feel shame around the middle of April when they have to mail a check to the government because they'll talk about anything in the world except paying their taxes. Maybe they don't talk about it. They don't have to think about how maybe they didn't count everything or not. Dear friends, if you live according to what God says, you don't have to be ashamed of anything. That means when that coworker asks you, "Why in the world did you go back out on Wednesday night?" You say, "I'll tell you why. We went to church and we had a good time. We learned about God and we sang His praises." There is nothing in this world that can make me be ashamed. Why? Because I am obedient to Him. I can be free from shame and guilt and sin. But that's only found in Christ. If you're outside of Christ, if you're not a Christian, then you're not free from sin, which means sin has a hold on you. And sin, when it's finished, brings forth death, the Bible says. And you still have that guilt. Why? Because your sins are with you. And you have something to be ashamed of. Sin should make us blush. I remember the Old Testament, I believe it was Isaiah, wrote to the people, they sinned so much they wouldn't even blush when they talked about their sins. They were almost as if they were proud of it. No, sin should make us blush. And then we repent of that, and then we don't feel bad about it anymore because God has forgiven. We can live free in 2023 and beyond. But 2024 doesn't rhyme with free. So we can live free in 2023 only in Christ.
Reading the Word is hosted by Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ in McMinnville. The building is located at 2500 Faulkner Springs Road, just 1.2 miles off 70 on the right. Join us for Sunday worship at 9 a.m., Sunday school at 10 a.m., and worship at 11 a.m. with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Oh, thank you, Brother Dearman, and we are glad to have you back with us here on Reading the Word. My name is Justin Reed, and if you've missed any of our program thus far, we've been talking about how you can live free in 2023. If you've missed any of this program and you would like to catch it again or maybe send it or share it, I should say, with those that you love, you can do so anytime online at readingtheword.net. That's R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on where it says the radio program. From there, you'll find all episodes. This is program 136. And you can share those. You can stream them online, download them. They're there for you. Never charge you a dime. We just do that as a resource. Plenty of materials and other information on there be of service to you. Since the program is Reading the Word, and we have a few minutes left in our allotted time, which I am so appreciative of that you're spending it with me, dear friends, I thought we would just read some of God's Word together. I want to read one of the Psalms, Psalm number 19. Psalm 19, and I'm reading from the King James translation, by the way. Psalm 19, to the chief musician, a psalm of David. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out throughout all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In him hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoicing as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it. There is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. That's Psalm 19, and oh, what a beautiful passage David, by inspiration, has left for you and I some 3,000 years after. Dear friends, I do appreciate you spending some time with us today on Reading the Word. I hope it has been as beneficial for you as it has been for me. I always cherish the time where we can sit in this format and study God's Word. Let's do it again next time, shall we? If you've missed any of this program, you can do so anytime online. Catch the replay, that is. Or maybe share it with those you love at readingtheword.net. R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on where it says the radio program. From there, you'll find this one, 136, Living Free in 2023, and you'll find every other one on there. Until then, may the good Lord bless you, and may He keep you. Please continue to pray, dear friends, and thank you for listening.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road in McMinnville.